بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه أنه قال لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم علمني دعاء أدعو به في صلاتي قال قل اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا ولا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم متفق عليه. هذا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, or he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, علمني دعاء أدعو به في صلاتي, teach me such a dua that I can read it in my salah, that I will read it in my salah. Here we look at the friendship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They had a very, very, very close friendship, very, very close relationship. But look at the respect and the tawazu and the humility of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me something. But this is what true friendship is all about. It's not how much we can sit and we can follow a sport together, how much we can sit and play cards together, how much we can sit and just socialize and do things together, but how much we can learn from our friendship, how much we can learn about deen together. How much we can benefit each other as far as our deen is concerned, as far as our qabr is concerned, as far as our akhirat is concerned, as far as even things of the dunya are permissible things. But the main focus is how we can help each other to further ourselves and progress ourselves and get ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach me a dua. I will make this dua in my salat. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was a very, very great personality. أفضل البشر بعد الأنبياء بالتحقيق أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه. The greatest person, our belief is the greatest person after the Anbiya عليه السلام was Abu Bakr الصديق رضي الله عنه. Such a great personality, such a personality who helped Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, was the assisted Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم throughout his life. Such a personality. Now he is asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for dua. And look at the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He's like a personal friend. Close friend is coming and asking for something. You'll give him something of the best because he's close to your heart. You like him. So now he is giving, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving his close friend this dua. He says, Qul, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, O Allah, verily I have oppressed myself a great deal. I have oppressed myself a lot. I've committed a lot of oppression, I've committed a lot of sins. Imagine who's saying it, the greatest, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving this to the greatest personality. How much we should be thinking, how much sins we have committed. If the greatest is making dua like this, that Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that O Allah, verily I have committed many sins, I have oppressed myself a great deal. Wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, nobody forgives sins except you, O Allah. So this is what you call confession. The person first confesses his guna, and then he makes i'tiraf, and then he asks, and then he pleads, and he says, O Allah, that there is nobody that can forgive my sin except you. فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِكَ. Forgive me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive me, pardon me from your side, and then وَرْحَمْنِي. Be merciful to me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are all forgiving, all merciful. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So one thing we learn from here is it doesn't matter how much good a person does, every person should consider himself as a sinner. Every person should consider himself a gunahgar, and every person shouldn't find it beyond himself to make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. If the greatest personality, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is giving his greatest friend this dua, it says, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi, that O Allah, I have committed many, many sins. Dhulman kathira, I have oppressed myself a great deal. وَلَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Nobody forgives sins except you. O Allah, forgive me such a pardoning, such a forgiveness that's from your side. And O Allah, have mercy upon me. Verily, you are غَفُورٌ Rahim. This also teaches us how we should make dua. First, the person is open, he makes the i'tiraf of his sins, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he asks for the forgiveness, he asks for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, ulama explain that this dua should be read after the tashahud in the salah. So after tashahud, after our durood Ibrahim that we normally would read, then we read this dua. This is the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Other duas may be read also at that time after this. But because this ulama, some ulama take preference, and because of other riwayat that comes, that this dua should be read after tashahud. So therefore they give preference to this dua. But a person may read any Arabic dua that he likes after the Durood Ibrahim, after the Tashahud in the Durood Ibrahim. There's another thing that to remember, that in Nafil Salah, when it comes to these Arabic duas, we can make them also in our Sajda. We can make them after the Ruku. This comes to order as far as the Nafil Salah is concerned. But in the Farz Salah, we should restrict it to after the Tashahud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning these duas, reciting these duas, and learning from these great facilities that despite their maqam, despite their status that they had reached, and despite the status in Allah, yet they commit, or yet they considered themselves as sinners, yet they considered themselves as weak in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much more we need to consider ourselves and acknowledge that we are very, very, very sinful. We need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.